The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, November 21st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome. And, of course, this is Thanksgiving week, and the Power Mall order line is going to be closed on Thursday and Friday in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. This Thanksgiving, we're thankful for our customers because you're a part of our family, and we appreciate you. To say thank you, we're marking down all of your favorite products. You can order by phone Monday through Wednesday or from thepowermall.com all week long. The beauty about shopping with your favorite products is there's no code necessary for checkout. The discounts are already there. So here's what we got. I'm going to run down this list real quick. Charcoal House, 10% off. Global Healing, 10% off. Good Health Naturally, 10% off. Grown by Nature, 20% off. Happy Bodies, 10% off. Head to Toe Clay, 10% off. Miracle 2 LLC, 20% off. Miracle Skin, 20% off. Mother Earth Minerals, 10% off. North American Urban Spice, 10% off. OptiVita Health, 20% off. Oxygen America, 20% off. Silver Botanicals, 20% off. Strauss Naturals, 10% off. Tillotson Institute, which manufactures the iComplex CS, 20% off. Topical Biomedics, 10% off. Transderma Minerals, 10% off. Vitamir, 20% off. White Harvest Seed Company, 10% off. Willard Water, 20% off. We also are extending our OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle special, where you get two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. Retail bundle value, $70.90. Your sale price is $53. That means you probably can still afford to add the silver gel 24 part per million and the OptiVita silver liquid 10 part per million to complete your winter wellness bundle so you don't run out. And for those of you buying the Sun Air Purifier, which is a drop ship item, we're going to send you two free bottles of Tranquil just by ordering a Sun Air Purifier. And for those of you who know that we just updated our Power Mall catalog, and you want to get one by mail so you have a printed copy in your hot little hand, you can call Jay at 877-817-9829 and give her your address and contact info, and we'd be happy to send you one. And, of course, we have a new order support rep at the Power Mall. Linda will now be joining Jay to take your orders by phone. And we're now taking orders as well for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food. I know some of you have taken advantage of that, and we appreciate it. You call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. The orders are drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, and they're quick about it. Trust me, when they drop ship my stuff, it came quick. And let's see, if you listen to the Power Hour on short waves, it's a very expensive thing. It's very exorbitant. The price to stream live on 13.845 costs a lot of moolah. And if you are listening on that particular shortwave frequency, you can call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. And when you get there, you connect to the support line and leave us a message. You don't want to talk to the reps because they're busy taking orders. But just leave us a message on the support line and let us know you want us to keep 13.845 streaming live every day from 11 to 1 Central. Now, we're not, for those of you in a panic, getting rid of the shortwave frequency 7.490. We're going to, we play our archives on that. All right. We only want to know if you're listening live on 13.845. Well, it's almost a rhyme, isn't it? Ha, my goodness. And we want you to sign up for the newsletter and follow us on social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. And, you know, of course, things will get bigger and better and more exciting as time passes, because it's all about information. And I actually read through Hugh Simpson's new book, God's Reset. And this talks about the grand solar minimum. And it's contrary to what all those climate change activists are yakking about regarding global warming. No such thing. Nope. This is about a mini ice age that's going to be hitting this country within the next couple of years, affecting 83 million plus Americans. Remember that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid? Yeah, remember that movie? That's what I'm talking about. Think about that movie, The Day After Tomorrow, and then you're going to know we're talking about God's Reset. It's a new book that's coming out soon by Hugh Simpson, who's a former CBS TV and Newsweek reporter for CBS Network. And discusses the vulnerability to a catastrophic breakdown of our infrastructure, energy, and food. And this is all the more reason why you need to be looking into Heaven's Harvest, right? We're going to be talking about the, we've got a family survival manual for Y2K and beyond, disappear and reappear and grid going down. I mean, even Ted Floppel, Koppel, wrote a book called Lights Out, and I read that. I got that as part of my package when I bought Lion Energy's kit through the Patriot supply chain. If you do not have, but we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the fact that you at least need to get yourself a solar power generator. I don't care how big, how small. It's got to be able to at least charge your cell phone, if that. Run a coffee maker, run a hair dryer, run, I mean, because you may need it to dry off after being out in the cold. Running a space heater may be an issue because it sucks a lot of wattage. You may need something stronger, but you got to be able to run your refrigerator and freezer. Otherwise, the food's going to go bad. And you're thinking to yourself, well, Dave, I mean, if it's freezing outside, why don't I just set my stuff out on the back porch? Well, I'm sure you could do that. But see, the temperatures are not constant. And you can't have fluctuating temperatures. It has to be at a constant for your food to stay frozen. So people, you know, there's what would you say? Maybe 90% of our population aren't thinking about that. Nah, they're just going on about their daily business. In Europe, we've got the EU, the European Union. They're all about unity. They're all about global control. And of course, swift backlash has followed claims that senior British officials, led by Rishi Sunak, are considering pushing the UK back into the EU, despite the Brexit vote. They voted for Brexit all the way back in 2016, and now Rishi Sunak, globalist-leaning British government, is now considering re-entering the European Union's customs area, according to reports. And people are pissed. Meanwhile, Harry and Meghan, you know, those two degenerates. I don't even call them the royal couple anymore. You are not going to believe this. They're going to get a human rights award for fighting, quote, structural racism, unquote, within the royal family from the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization. Wow. For their efforts in causing chaos within the monarchy, renegade royals Harry and Meghan are going to get a human rights award, with the pair being credited as fighting structural racism within the institution. Really? And how did they do that? Just by speaking out and babbling and going on Oprah? Wow. What an insult. Of course, you know, we knew that the monarchy was going to fall apart at some point in time. They always do. I mean, if you look at history and what it teaches us, you know, the Rome, the Greek states, I mean, they didn't last forever, did they? Especially anything that's been enshrined in democracy is going to fail. And every time that one of these mainstream media newscasters opens their mouth about democracy, I'm going, and to the democracy for which it stands, not. Last time I checked, we had a constitutional republic. And the government that is allegedly supposed to represent that is supposed to do the will of we the people and not the other way around. I think they just kind of forgot about that when they got elected and got into office and became part of the system. Yep. And did you know Adam Andrzejewski, who we've had on the show multiple times, $20 million. This is the Waste of the Week article from OpenTheBooks.com. $20 million for U.S.-funded military research is going to institutions in China. National Desk reported this. More than 150 Chinese-born scientists who did U.S. taxpayer-funded military research at the famous, fabled Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, you know, the ones that made the bomb, are now back home working in China, helping develop weapons. Now, who do you think they're going to use that on, boys and girls? Hi there, folks. Can you say nuke, 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 nuke a girl, nuke, nuke? Yep, I had to make some light out of that. Because it just goes by most of mainstream America. They don't care. Oh, China wouldn't do a thing like that to us, would they? Well, they're buying up all this acreage in the United States of America. Why wouldn't they? All they got to do is send one of those hypersonics over Kansas and detonate a nuke 275 miles up in the atmosphere. Yeah, and see, all those out there that are preaching that we're going to be back in the Stone Age, they're wrong. No. Stone Age, no. We've already reinvented the wheel multiple times. Stone Age ain't going to happen. It's Dark Ages that are going to happen. So let's get that out of the gate. That's a truth bomb for you. Dark Ages. That means if you don't have manually operated devices in your home and a way to survive an EMP attack, I mean, literally, 9 out of 10 people are going to be dead in a year. But this, the next hour is going to have some more interesting, you know, hey, Grand Solar Minimum. Oh, this is an interesting book. I read the whole thing this morning. As soon as I got it, I went, oh, I got to read this. Yeah, you're going to find that interesting. In fact, it's a fiction, but it's got factual links contained in it. How's that grab you? Wow. See, he had to write it as fiction because it's too sensitive, and they're covering it up. They don't want you to know what the cause and effect is of this. And this is another reason why people who are living in colder climates are moving further south, which is why I brought up the day after tomorrow. And Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, meanwhile, has denied being involved in an alleged leak of a religious freedom decision 8 years ago. After New York Times article first reported the leak and alleged that Alito may have been involved in it. That's that majority opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, I believe that it was strategically done prior to the midterm elections so the Democrats would have something to scream about and make it all about abortion. And then you wonder why all these immigrants are coming across our borders. Well, because according to Congress and Pelosi and everybody else, because white women aren't reproducing as much. And so therefore, our population is declining. Whites have become a minority. See, and then you got the welfare state, and that's promoting having more kids of either interracial or other races. Because, see, when they start looking at being able to afford, and see, the white folk, I guess, I don't know, I keep thinking of that Morris Day and the Time song that goes, white folk, you're much too tight. Just got to wave your hands like the black folks. You might get some tonight, you know. I mean, that sort of thing. And then the welfare state supports having multiple kids. See, it's very confusing out there. The more we remain confused and upset and the more we remain divided, the more disgusted we become. And then we just sit there and have a pity party. That's what it's all about, folks, is keeping you from getting off of square one and advancing from point A to point B. They don't want you to be prepared. They want you to be part of those 83 million that Hugh Simpson's going to talk about that are going to be adversely affected by the mini ice age. And the Biden administration, of course, is now ramping up. It's appointed a special counsel to investigate and probe into the affairs of Donald Trump. Yep. Merrick Garland just appointed a guy that was an attorney at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Yep. Jack Smith, former DOJ prosecutor, oh, they must think they have something. Yeah. So here's part more of the weaponization of the DOJ. Now, we have a Colorado shooting suspect who allegedly threatened his mother with a homemade bomb in 2021. He's 22 years old, and he was suspected of opening fire in Club Q last Saturday night in Colorado Springs, was charged with felony menacing back in the summer of 2021. NBC News is reporting the shooting suspect was arrested by sheriff's deputies last year after that bomb threat. But they've also got him in custody again. And literally, one of the patrons at this gay club that he went into and started shooting actually took his gun and hit him with it. Oh, I can just see that now. How did that sound? Whap. Stop. How did that happen? You know. I know. They're saying, Dave, you do that too well. Well, sorry about that. Yes, I do 80 different character voices, including gay men. Hey, you know, some entities are dying to be made fun of. You know, we still have freedom of speech. Speaking of which, in case you missed it, the Trump administration, actually Trump and Devin Nunes and others, have filed a lawsuit against CNN and Jake Tapper. And we're talking about into the hundreds of millions of dollars in damages for defamation. For stuff that they spouted off that wasn't true. See, now they get to go into court and prove it. A former U.S. Border Patrol agent, his wife, and a male accomplice have been charged with what? Unlawfully hiring illegal aliens as drivers for their trucking company and fraudulently obtaining immigration permits. Wow. Ricardo Gonzalez, his wife Natalia Gonzalez, and Alex Lopez were arrested and charged for their roles in a conspiracy to hire illegal aliens. They're all in on it. They're all making money. Yeah, it just sounds like Congress, doesn't it? Sounds like the Biden administration is supporting illegal immigration, sexual trafficking, you know, minors, everything, you know, hair sniffer Joe. They're all in on it. We all know that. Just nobody wants to admit it. But every time I see Joe bend over and sniff some girl's hair, I'm like, all right, so what did you do to Ashley in the shower, Joe? Did you do more than just sniff her hair? Was the hair on her head the only thing you sniffed? Joe, you're a pedophile. We know that, Joe, aren't you? I'm asking you a question, Joe. Can you answer me? Do we call you pedo, Joe, from now on? Meanwhile, Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake responded to speculation she could be a conservative star if she pivots away from former President Donald Trump, who endorsed her. If she concedes graciously in the coming days and week, I think there could be a path for her in the future in politics in Arizona, according to a political consultant. Lorna Romero told the Washington Examiner this week, it still seems like she's mulling over a potential lawsuit for the way Maricopa County handled the election. Well, that's going to happen. And of course, if she goes down that route, she's going to be forever branded as a Trump type candidate. Well, this is all their hogwash nonsense. She seems to think that Carrie Lake's political career in Arizona will be over. I somehow think that's not true. When you come out and you start telling the truth, things change. Carrie Lake says she's going to become governor after the attorney general's office demanded explanations about how election day problems, you know, occurred in the state's largest county, which is Maricopa, where Phoenix is. Yeah. Well, I can just see them all dancing around there in the election office and the back office, man, while they're tabulating stuff. They're at the Copacabana. I can just see it now. They're all dancing around because they got Katie Hobbs elected, and you've got to wonder how many of those advanced votes, just like Fetterslut, just like him. How do you get elected? Well, they played you, GOP. They put all those ballots in ahead of time, and they all got counted ahead of time. And is anybody asking to say, hey, can we see those ballots to see how many of them are legitimate? How many of them are from dead people? How many voted twice? How many of the addresses don't match up? How many of the signatures don't match up? Can we look at those? A Georgia judge, by the way, has ruled that early voting in the state's U.S. Senate runoff between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker can take place on the Saturday, 2 days after Thanksgiving. Oh, he wants to get all those early votes in. Yeah, okay. You know where that's going, right? Now, for those of you who are wondering about the little black book, speaking of pedophiles, a federal judge last week ordered the unsealing of documents featuring the real names of some of the John Does relating to deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Didn't do in the Ghislaine Maxwell case, didn't do it then. But now, according to the Daily Mail, yep, they want some of those documents unsealed on the premise that the public interest outweighs the right to privacy. Ooh, should be interesting. Monica, back in the closet, my name's not on that list. Really, Bill? And the experts say churches, faith-based social service agencies, and businesses threatened by the Respect for Marriage Act because multiple provisions go against God's word. Enough said on that. Romans 1. FTX boss and Democratic super donor Sam Bankman-Fried reportedly has cashed out on $300 million during their little funding spree. He pocketed that himself. Wow. New York PD is reporting they've stopped the threat to the Jewish community over the weekend in a joint effort with the FBI. A developing threat to the Jewish community on Friday. Enough said about that. Good for you if, in fact, it's true. And the U.S. Army is belittling and putting pressure on soldiers who are seeking religious accommodation to the vaccine mandate, trying to actually push them out of the service. An overcooked memory card or overlooked memory card in Cobb County, Georgia, with uncounted ballots changed the final results of a special election, according to officials there. The November 8th Kennesaw City Council special election was affected by it, and the recertification was necessary after workers discovered a memory card had been included in the previous results. Isn't that something, folks? Wow. This and so much more news after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and we're here Monday before Thanksgiving, the 21st day of November 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. We continue on with the National Snooze. Arizona's Election Integrity Unit. There is such a thing? Well, they're demanding answers from Maricopa County over Election Day problems. Ballot on demand printers having non-uniform printer configuration settings. those settings resulted in some ballots being unable to be read by the on-site ballot tabulators. And what about all these? I've been online looking at some of the comments that are being made about the elections. And I have to agree with one of the comments that was made from one of the people that read the Epoch Times, and they were talking about the fact that how can we not assume that we've got election fraud going on, voter fraud going on, if they're still using the same machines that they used in 2020? How do we know they're not manipulating the votes like they did in 2020? We don't. But I mean, you know, definition of insanity, doing the same things you did the last 10 years for the next 10 years, expecting different results. You see, and the more the Democrats stay in power, the closer we get to the Great Reset. I got a news story. It's going to shock the conscience here in a bit. Maricopa County voting centers with these tabulator or printer issues. We got a story specifically about that. These failures on election day, 62.61% of the vote centers observed by 11 roving attorneys, resulting in long lines at the majority of all the vote centers, which led to substantial voter suppression, according to the memo. Meanwhile, you talk about maybe this is good news. Cancel culture. Kevin McCarthy plans to oust Ilhan Omar from a House committee. Yeah, the House Foreign Affairs Committee, because of her remarks that many deemed anti-Semitic. In other words, you start pushing your Arab state and Palestinian state philosophies, Ilhan. You kind of affirm everything that Lauren Boebert said when she allegedly slandered you by saying that she didn't see you with a backpack on when you got on the elevator, which many, of course, intimated. Unfortunate for Lauren, she'd have to make that comment. But then you turn around and you make anti-Semitic comments. So, you know, he's keeping a promise. And Omar's no longer going to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee once McCarthy takes control of the House. She gets the boot. So we don't get to hear, we'll hear her ranting and raving. And everybody up in Minneapolis knows all about the Somali community. And if you ask anybody from Minneapolis, St. Paul about that and about the fact the cops do not enforce anything that goes on there, why the crime is so rampant. Yeah. She has a lot to do with that, believe it or not. And they're all just moving in there in droves. It's the way it is. It's what's happening. Used to be a safe place to live. Not anymore. People are leaving. Met several people just here in my own backyard. That one of them was at a chamber event. He goes, yeah, I just moved here from Minneapolis with my wife. She had the opportunity to transfer and she took it. I go, yeah, I bet she did. He knew all about Somaliland up in Minneapolis, the little burbs up there where the police are even afraid to enforce the law because they'll be fingers will be pointed at him. And, you know, they're like, oh, he put his knee on his neck. Yeah. Uh-huh. And makes you wonder about all that ballot harvesting going up in Somaliland. That's a little suburb of Minneapolis-St. Paul, right? And I didn't say anything derogatory. I just called it like it was. And if anybody wants to challenge me on that, we'll just get the data. Because it's out there. It'll show you how many residents migrated in from Somalia. Because that data is actually out there. And all these white women aren't having kids anymore, and so therefore we have to have Somali babies to balance out the diversity, right? And they'll all go on the dole, on the government dole, because they can. Yep, behind Hawaii, did you know that Minneapolis is Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, is number two in welfare doles? Yeah. People are actually sending their relatives, buying them a one-way ticket to Honolulu, and they're all out there hanging out in Ala Moana Park and various other places. I know because I've been there. I've seen it with my own two eyes. I was handing out food one day, and people were actually refusing it. No, I already ate. Really? I said, I got some local food. Local food. No, not interested. Oh, you want to talk story? No, I got to go. And they're camping out in tents, desecrating the park, defecating behind bushes and front of 5-star hotels? Oh, yeah. Makes you just want to go visit, huh? Aloha. Now, here's the shocker for today. We have a video alert we're posting. The digital dollar is beginning in the U.S., and it's all thanks to the G20 and their use of it to advance the Great Reset. Uh-huh. Yeah, they are looking into this digital dollar. All the bank credit cards are going to be involved in this, and their Federal Reserve Bank of New York is spearheading the effort. Now, this is the time where you call your congressperson, especially if you live in New York or you're in an area controlled by the New York Fed, and tell them you better tell the Fed to back off. You see, what they're trying to do is to get people to use their credit cards and get so used to using credit cards that when they employ the digital credit system, the credit scoring system that we've warned you about, that if they don't like what you're buying at the store, you're going to be prohibited from buying it. They will not allow you to charge it. They'll cancel the sale. Huh. Amazing how they could starve an entire family because the head of household is a Trump supporter. Imagine how that works. Wow. Imagine they won't let his mortgage payment go through, causing his property to go into default. And see, if he's not smart enough to figure out that that is interfering with a contract, because the contract does not say that the loan has to be paid digitally. The contract says there is a monthly payment due to the lender or the servicer for the lender monthly, whether you send it by check, whether you pay it by whatever, automatic draft. They want to complicate your life, folks, because they don't like you. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And it forces the lenders to turn around through their servicers, who are really doing the dirty here, and start foreclosing on people. So now we got to figure out how this is going to work. Do we go to the post office and get money orders and send money orders to by a certified mail return receipt to the lender? Do we start doing that now if we're going to be paying on the mortgage? See, this is why it pays to be mortgage-free in this day and age, folks. And then you got to ask yourself, well, maybe it's time that I visit my bank. If I'm in the district covered by the New York Fed, it's about time I visited my bank and started withdrawing my cash on a regular basis and doing something else with it, like maybe buying emergency food supplies, taking the rest of what you have there and making sure that your heater oil is stocked up. I'm talking about residents listening to our show in the Northeast, New York, New England, wherever the New York Fed is controlling. You see, if they start to smell a bank run, you think they'll declare a bank holiday? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the president comes in and declares martial law because of this climate change. We have to evacuate 83 million people from the northern states because we're about to have a mini ice age. Oh, so much for global warming. You liars. Can't trust the government. You know, they behave in such a manner. Yep. Shall I finish that sentence? I'll make something up. How about that? They'll violate the Constitution in such a manner that their derrieres will start whistling the Star Spangled Banner. And of course, now employees in the U.S. are expected to see a 16-year high salary hike next year as companies react to a tight labor market and inflation. Gee, that's funny. I always thought with today's work ethic that you see now hiring signs up all over the place. Something's not making a whole lot of sense here, because 3 in 4 respondents, according to a survey taken, admitted to facing problems in hiring and actually retaining talent, which is triple that of 2020. 7 in 10 firms took the decision to raise salary budgets after taking into account the tight labor market because nobody wants to work. Why work when the government can hand you money? You see the stupidity of Gen Z. Because you see, as long as they're willing to give you a dole, you can sit there and stuff your face in your own little hole. That's another rhyme I just came up with. And this is a problem because they're just going to sit there and suck off the teat of the United States government until the money runs out. And it will at some point in time because these House committees, these oversight committees and the appropriations committees are going to start squelching all of these, you know, they can kill bills in committee. And see, the thing is, Biden can't sign anything into law or effectuate any kind of spending if you've got a House committee controlled by the Republicans beating up on these appropriations. This is what constitutes what we term as a lame duck session. A firearm trade group has taken Delaware and New Jersey to court, seeking to overturn recently enacted laws that allow governments and individuals to sue gun manufacturers for crimes committed with their products. In June, Delaware Governor John Carney signed into law Senate Bill 302, which allows the state to sue the members of firearms industry if the making, selling, and marketing of their products contributes to public nuisance or the endangerment of health, safety, peace, and comfort or convenience of the public. Well, I hate to say it, but good luck proving that. You see, because people buy guns for self-defense, for protection, and criminals acquire guns through the black market for the purposes of committing crime. So suing gun manufacturers, now, you see, the FBI had to give these people clearance to buy the weapons to use in the first place. And so that's on the FBI, this Senate Bill 302. I mean, this is nuts. And then Bill 1765 in New Jersey that Governor Phil Murphy signed in July. It's a measure pretty much the same. Walks like a duck, talks like a duck, is a duck. And so now they get a new office created dedicated to bringing legal action against gun makers and sellers for alleged public nuisance. Well, you're not going to get very far with that. Third-party criminal actions, in other words, that's punishing the law-abiding citizens and where they get their gun supplies from in favor of criminals that get their guns illicitly on the black market and go out and commit crimes with them. Wow. Gotta love that. Delaware and New Jersey being sued now. Dan in New Jersey, how are you, sir? What's going on?
Hey, not bad for an old man. With regard to your earlier comment about using the solar-powered lithium-ion battery pack systems for keeping your food cold and refrigerator freezer, people need to remember the basic equation is volts times amps equals watts.
Yep.
My average size home refrigerator freezer uses 6.5 amps times 120 volts. That's 780 watts. Now, I have an EcoFlow 1625 watt-hour power station that can be recharged with the solar panels.
Okay.
And if I divide the wattage by the 780, that gives me 2.08 hours of total runtime with the compressor and internal fan running. And with the compressor running, say, one-third of the time, that battery pack can operate the refrigerator only for about 3 hours. And it's not going to keep me my frozen food frozen and the food cold for a very long time.
Okay.
So people
need
to understand that.
Okay. Well, I get that. And see, the thing is, how long can you keep your refrigerator cold? Now, here's the thing, too. When you plug your, and I'm going to ask you a legitimate question here, Dan. I'm not being argumentative. I'm being serious about this. What happens if you've got your generator plugged into your solar panels and you're constantly charging that as you operate? Are you telling me that the panels aren't keeping up with the charge, with the usage?
Okay. In my particular case, I have a 1625 watt-hour unit with a 110 optimally rated solar panel, four-panel folding solar panel unit.
Okay.
But they say in average sunlight, expect 80 to 90 watts per hour, which will be to take about 20 hours or about 4 to 5 days to recharge the battery pack system. But don't get me wrong. I did find, at least in my case, what I think is an excellent use for this system, in that I had a licensed electrician install what's called a power line disconnect switch on the electrical circuit that powers my central gas furnace. And if when you have the snow, ice, or rainstorm going on, you don't want to have a generator running on the outside operating the gas furnace. But with that same battery pack unit I was talking about, I can operate my gas furnace for a total of about 2 3/4 to 3 hours of running time. And if I operate it, say, once, run it for 15 minutes once every 2 hours, I can get a full day of keeping the house well above freezing, and maybe even stretch it out to once every 3 or 4 hours for 2 days until the weather clears and I can get my Honda generator and extensions cords in the outside. So I think that's a really good use for having one of those power systems. The people need
Makes
to
sense.
Understand realistically what they can and can't do so they're not disappointed.
Right. Well, I get that, Dan. And the thing is that we're only expecting with these emergency power sources to only run the basic minimums, not to sit there and power your entire house. Now, I know that there are, and you talk about that disconnect switch, which that's a good thing. Most generators, like I think I've got a 7,000-watt Generac gas generator, and it's actually got a connection port that actually will connect into the power panel. And this is what you're talking about, basically, is that when it connects to the power panel, it means you can plug your generator in and you can run your household current so long as you have enough gasoline to supply that generator running at 7,000 watts, which is enough to use your water well or any other source to fill up emergency water supplies and whatnot. And the thing is if you're not running those on a constant basis and you've got alternative sources of fuel, like a lot of people have wood-burning fireplaces, which is a good thing. I have a propane fireplace, but it hardly uses anything. And so, you know, and my 2 1-ton mini splits only produce 6 amps. And I just got my electric bill and it says I use on the average of 24 kilowatts a day, which is exactly what my Generac generator is, a 24 kW. So interesting information to know, Dan. I appreciate your call on that.
Okay,
North Carolina,
bye now.
North Carolina business owners who were closed during the declared pandemic are taking another swing at getting financial compensation for their losses. The North Carolina Bar and Tavern Association, the guys running the bars. Yep, they filed a brief on Monday asking the Court of Appeals to reconsider a lawsuit against Governor Roy Cooper seeking compensation for the government's taking of private property that a trial judge initially shot down in March. The brief argues private property of members of the association is equivalent to their right to operate their business, and that property right was taken by the government when their businesses were shut down. According to the North Carolina Constitution, the brief argues property seized must be compensated. Wow. Oh, let's see. Now, what would that constitute? Let's see. Bars located in restaurants, hotels, wineries, distilleries, tap rooms, brew pubs, breweries, private clubs, eating establishments. Gee, now, when they say private clubs, are we talking about strip clubs? Huh. I know they got them there. And see, the thing is, other business entities serving alcoholic beverages in the state were allowed by the defendant's executive orders to operate. You see, they kept all the liquor stores open, which is why we had all these alcohol deaths. You see, there's a method to their madness, isn't there? And, of course, Biden is not letting the fact that a judge has said you can't do this forgiveness of student loans. No. They just announced a new process that it says is going to make it easier for individuals struggling with their student loan to discharge it in bankruptcy. Wow. Boy, these people are so stupid. You mean all I got to do is. You don't realize what you're in for when you declare bankruptcy. I mean, it may stay on your credit report for 10 years, unless you know how to get rid of it, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I wrote this book, which so many of you have, The Credit Restoration Primer. I just held it up to the screen for those of you visiting me on Rumble and Brighteon. I've gotten rid of bankruptcies. Yeah. child support, all of that using my methodology. But like I said, these people out there that are ignorant, they're going to be so ignorant, they'll walk right into bankruptcy court, pay some attorney. And see, but the thing is that it's not going to cover all the individuals. You have to show an undue hardship you would suffer. Yeah, you see, I knew there was a catch. There's always a catch. Government, you know. Yeah, they don't do anything without strings attached, folks. I think a lot of these people who are woke don't get that, but they will soon. Don't worry. Oh, by the way, woke Disney, speaking of woke, has ousted chief executive Bob Chapek on Sunday and announced it brought back former CEO Bob Iger to once again take the reins. Like, that's going to matter? Wow. They got this network, they got everything else, and it's all woke. I mean, you can't even turn on the Hallmark Channel without seeing gay men making out. You know, it's going everywhere. It doesn't matter. They're infiltrating all over the place. For those of you who are into Romans 1, I don't know. I just, you know, they're reprobates. God even said so through that letter to the Romans from the Apostle Paul. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The globalization of the U.S. economy has had a crippling impact on American towns as free trade makes it easier for companies to move production and jobs overseas. So now, since we've unzipped that fly, here's a thought. Start up your own local LLC business. Avoid paying taxes. Oh, and by the way, just so you think that everything you do is not being watched, the U.S. has already signed a whole bunch of contracts with various entities, including Dana Miner. Yeah, among others. And they're going to be spying on U.S. citizens. Remember that. We're going to be going into our next hour talking with former CBS TV and Newsweek reporter Hugh Simpson after our break at the top of the hour here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger, stay with us.
An idea allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.